Thoughts to help people maximize their potential and get what they want out of life. Today we're going to take an excerpt from our keynote I did and talk about 10 minutes of concept. So put away all your distractions and focus on today's lesson. Please and thanks, because this podcast class is now in session. I had the recent good fortune of getting some keynote speeches for International Women's Day on March 8th. And I wanted to take this moment in honor of Women's History Month for the entire month of March and focus on some things that relate to the struggles that women have. And there was a particularly interesting and humorous part of my keynote as it relates to men and women's struggles, but specifically as it relates to self-concept. So I'm going to take an excerpt out of that. Part of it is, I think, a little humorous, so I hope you enjoy it. So one of the fundamental issues that we struggle with over the years between men and women getting along in the workforce and understanding an area called gender inclusion is the fact that men and women are different. I know we're all aware of the external differences and some of the challenges that women have faced with respect to that over the years, but the real issue that I want to talk about first, as it relates to self-concept, is the areas we don't see. Now, not only do we have biological differences between men and women, but we also have cognitive differences. How we approach work, how we approach life sometimes, in fact, how we behave as it relates to our day, our career, teamwork, customer interactions, all starts with our cognitive brain functions. Now, why is this so important? Because when we talk about concepts like self-concept, we have all of these messages inside us that none of the outside world is seeing. And how we handle those messages and images, it can impact how we work, how we behave, and effectively how we come together. Now, when we look at the brain, you hear practitioners talk about left side of the brain, right side of the brain, and we hear that men primarily use the left side of their brains to dominate their behavior, which is why the theory states that men are better at logic and math and factual information. And the left side of the brain is about verbal reasoning and abstract thinking. But it also controls the right side of the brain. Now, I know what you may be thinking. Women primarily use the right side of their brains. Well, actually, you'd be wrong. Women tend to use both sides of their brain. This means not only can they communicate better, but they also have better memory, practical thinking, and better work orientation. But what gets in the way of all this brain power, especially as it relates to work? Well, women have doubt, they have value issues, they have imposter syndrome, they have fear, inadequacies, guilt, perfectionism. And yes, some men have these too, but generally, women have more to deal with. So as we talk about self-concept, which is similar to self-esteem, but still very different, self-concept is an image that we construct ourselves from our beliefs that we hold about ourselves and from responses of others. And men and women have very different self-concepts, and that can impact how we perform at work and can make things more difficult for things like equity and inclusion. Now, what does a woman go through that's different from her male counterpart? Everything. The way we think in our self-concepts can start with how we even get ready for work. So if you talk about a typical day, a woman has to go and figure out what she's wearing. She looks at her closet, but first she's got to figure out the bra that she's going to wear with that outfit. Why? Because it's the fundamental start. If it digs in too much or shows too much color or shows too much cleavage or lines or lace or anything that puts too much focus on the areas she doesn't want to be known for. So basically, it can't be seen as if you're not wearing one at all. It has to defy gravity, and God forbid the office is cold. Then we look to the outfit. Well, it can't show too much skin, or we're this, and we can't be too baggy, or we're that. And, you know, what color to wear, and what if we spill something on it, and we, you know, we can't wear white during certain times of the year, certain times of the month, no. And when we finally decide to pick that outfit, which, by the way, we don't want to be judged on, and we couldn't have worn it earlier that week or that month, for example, because what if someone notices and judges us on it? And then we go to makeup, hair, shoes. Oh, okay. What if we have kids? What if we have pets? We have to tidy up. We have to make lunch. We have to do drop-offs. And no wonder some of us have so much going on up there by the time we even get to work. We're frazzled. And men, you know, you have thoughts up there too. But this is how you usually get ready for work. You're going to go into your closet or maybe just get up, look at the floor. Ah, there's a shirt. Pick it up, smell it, see if it smells okay. Looks for stains. You know, okay, that works. Oh, wait a minute. I see a stain. Okay, let's start to pick at it, see if we can get it off. Lick our fingers, you know, wipe it, see what we can do. Beautiful. Okay, we're good. Socks. Hey, I wore those ones yesterday, so that works. Pants, fine. Shaving, look in the mirror, a little bit of fuzz. Yeah, you're good. Off you go. Now, what does all this have to do with self-concept? Basically, women are judged against more criteria than men. Started out early on, went into society, just look at beauty pageants, and then it is moved into the workplace. And this is just a sample of what we can expect that can impact the view of ourselves before we even walk into the office, into a Zoom call, into the meeting, into the boardroom, into a client location, wherever we go. You see, our sense of self is impacted by our social interactions. And if we've been judged a certain way in our past, we will be sensitive to that as it relates to the view of ourselves. So how we dress, for example, may need to ensure what we are wearing is purposeful, especially as it relates to work. And women in the workforce historically have been told they're not taken seriously unless they dress the part. Now, a lot of people have changed that view and they're getting into more their authentic self. And that's awesome. But whether people consider themselves to be attractive or unattractive, skilled or unskilled, really depends, partially at least, on previous experiences and social comparisons. Now, obviously, as I said, some people are branching out and not caring as much, or they're very indifferent to the opinions of others. But in many cases, research has largely concluded that a person's self-concept is not so much influenced by what other people think, but instead by what the person assumes they may be thinking. If a woman is worried about being judged or viewed by their appearance, or in sometimes their actions, then that already sets them up at a disadvantage to overcome. Statistical and historical differences between men and women's self-concept really come down to this. Men are more likely than women to think of themselves as independent, achievement-oriented, financially oriented, and competitive. And if we look at the workplace, a lot of those traits are valued. Women, on the other hand, they describe themselves as sociable, moral, dependent, and less assertive than their male counterparts. And we're talking generally here. Some women may feel that they're more assertive or that they have to assert themselves more than their male counterparts, but generally that's not how they think of themselves. So already we have gender-based judgments and discrimination that underlines our thought processes. And those concepts, with everything else we need to deal with, men and women are not in the workplace on level playing fields. So if you're thinking about work, that's really when your self-concept becomes fully demonstrated. Having a positive self-concept is important. It gives you the ability to capitalize on opportunities and uses mistakes, or maybe what other people call failures, I don't like to use that word, mistakes, as learning experiences. And women, especially in male-dominated industries, have had difficulty applying for new employment opportunities and career advancement. It's crucial that we develop that positive and strong self-concept to go after challenges, to be more independent and achievement-oriented, counteract those discriminative, unconscious biases and thoughts by acting on that positive self-concept. So here's what you do to improve that. Say positive things to yourself every morning. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am happy. I am successful. Whatever you feel you need to say. I like to do something nice for myself at least once a month. I think that's important. You can call it a little treat if you like, but just do something nice. I like to buy myself flowers or maybe an outfit or just something that makes me feel good. And stop comparing yourself to others or worrying about being judged. That is so crucial. Again, younger women are, I think, not caring about what they wear, as I first talked about in the beginning of this podcast, but I know they're still concerned and have anxiety about what they are going to be judged upon. We need to stop that. It creates anxiety. It creates areas of which our self-concept and the view of ourselves start to diminish. And nobody needs that. If you happen to be a manager, especially of women, find out what makes them happy and what they value in life and encourage them to explore those items. That will certainly help. Well, for those out there, remember, you are loved. You are wonderful. You are great. Believe that. Emulate that, and your self-concept will grow. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. I know you have a lot of choices out there, and I am so happy that you spent your time with me today. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a lesson. If you want to talk about your own story or have a question that you'd like to get answered, please head over to worthresults.com and connect. Love to hear from you.